CDC is not the law. CDC is an expression of a agency empowered by the law, but it's actually not the law. So why don't we actually look at the laws where vaccine has been defined? And it turns out that's a much harder exercise than you would think, because vaccine, the term, is actually not a legally defined term in an enormous number of statutes that govern vaccines, which is actually a really interesting thing. But let's look at some examples. And I just pulled a couple examples from the Iowa code. Vaccine, and I'm quoting, means a specially prepared antigen administered to a person for the purpose of providing immunity. Immunity, once again, immunity. The operative definition, which is to say that when exposed to a pathogen, you are not susceptible. That's the Iowa code. How about Washington State? You know, the state that has been absolutely tyrannical in all of its interventions around coronavirus, allegedly the birthplace of the U.S. experience with coronavirus, state of Washington. Vaccine, legally defined term now, this is in the statute, means a preparation of a killed or attenuated living microorganism or fraction thereof. Vaccine means a preparation of a killed or attenuated living microorganism. mRNA, synthetically developed by Moderna and Pfizer, do not meet this definition.